Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation!
Yay!
We are so glad you decided to join the fun, loving, and us crazy folks over here at Dish Nation for the latest entertainment news, baby. Now, L.A. will be joining us a little later on in the show, and they have a special guest today, Isaiah Carey, the host of the Isaiah Factor Uncensored. Also, do you women think Eddie Murphy is sexy because he has 10 kids?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he got the money for it. Hillary Clinton lets us know if she kissed a girl and liked it. Ooh, Gary. Hillary has to talk about. But first, Brett, what you got?
Well, almost 10 months after the story first broke about Jordan Woods and Tristan Thompson getting a little too close for comfort, Jada Pinkett Smith decided to revisit the scandal, y'all. Mm. On a special Ask Us Anything episode of Red Table Talk, Jada revealed that Jordan did indeed take a lie detector test during her appearance on the show to prove nothing sexual happened between her and Tristan, y'all. Take a look.
Are you currently sitting down?
Yes.
Did you have sexual intercourse with Tristan Thompson?
No.
All right, this concludes the test. Please hold still until I release the pressure from your arm cuff. You are all done with everything. Jordan, I thought you did a fantastic job and you definitely passed, and I believe you're being truthful on the test.
And she passed with flying colors.
Y'all acting like, damn it, this girl, honey, kissed Jesus.
It's a lot.
This is ridiculous.
It's a lot.
I need to see the pre-edited version. I mean, granted, I do believe that she didn't have sex with Tristan Thompson. I believe they probably only just kissed.
Right,
but this
right.
is wild extreme.
Right, and I'm sure if she was trying to clear her name, she was trying to clear it back then, too. Why didn't they show this before to help clear her name before?
Yeah, they should have did that.
10 years later. Auntie need them ratings.
She need the red table ratings.
They trying to get season 3 and 4 green lit.
Right.
But does being barefoot help? Because the girl took her shoes off and everything.
But she might have blood pressure issues. They said it was a 2-hour test and they had that thing on her arm that long. Yeah, you might have to lose a shoe.
Yeah, before you take those 2 days, make sure you relax.
Yeah, that's true.
So you got to take your shoes
so you
off, crack your toes, rub your foot, so you can be like, ooh.
She said, yes.
You take your shoes off before you lie?
No. Yeah. I'm a flat foot liar.
Now, award season is officially in full swing, and the Screen Actors Guild, a.k.a. SAG, announced its nominations for the Best Acting of the Year. And this one is actually pretty important because the people that get nominated for a SAG Award usually get an Oscar nom. Now, let's get to it. Now, Scarlett Johansson may walk away with the crown because she snagged 2 nominations for lead and supporting actress for the movie Marriage Story and Jojo Rabbit. Now, in the lead category, she's facing Lupita Nyong'o and Cynthia Erivo, who got noms for their leading roles in Us and Harriet. And then the homie Jamie Foxx got nominated for male actor in a supporting role for the movie Just Mercy, but he's up against some heavy hitters.
Oh,
really?
And we got Brad Pitt in there. We got Tom Hanks in there.
Oh,
then we also got some big surprises, or maybe not, depending if you've seen the movies or not. But Taron Egerton, he got a nomination for playing Elton John. He really bodied
that. Oh, yeah,
Rocket Man. But the snub nose got pulled out on a couple people.
Ooh.
Yo, Robert De Niro got hit with the snub nose, and so did Eddie Murphy. You know, he played Dolomite.
Yeah.
I feel like the voting people didn't see the movie Dolomite, because if you did see it, he was exactly like Dolomite.
He did. Mm. And, you know, at first, when I first saw him playing it, I was like, I don't believe you. But then I promise you, just within about 5 minutes.
Rudy Ray
Moore. I was in there. That's right.
But lastly, Jennifer Lopez got nominated for supporting actress in the movie Hustlers. She's facing 4 super blondes who are usually considered like really serious actresses. Mm-hmm. You got Nicole Kidman.
Ooh.
You got Margot Robbie.
Wow.
You got Laura Dern and ScarJo. So
that's a tough category for J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez played a And that just wouldn't.
She played a hustler. Thank you, Hank Crack.
Well, so glad Jennifer Lopez was nominated for a SAG Award for her role in Hustlers. And speaking of hustlers, we are celebrating the Blu-ray release of my girl J-Lo, Cardi B, and Lizzo provocative film by giving away six. Not five, but six, honey. Yes, six Blu-rays to you. So go to dishnation.com/hustler giveaway to enter. The winners will be picked on Friday, so go enter now.
Thanks, Atlanta. We'll be back with you later in the show, but right now in the studio with us, from Houston,
yes.
Part of the Fox Soul family,
yes.
Host what? Of the Isaiah Factor Uncensored.
What?
Isaiah Carey is here.
Thank you. No autographs, please.
Look at that. Looking suited and booted, by the way.
Knock my earplug out already.
Well, that's how we know we're doing the right thing.
There you go.
You are a dapper man.
This guy. Lay away.
Wow.
Lay away. Easy payments.
How many payments?
Oh, my
How many
goodness,
payments was this ensemble?
30.
Damn.
You didn't see the Gucci down.
You look good.
All right. We all know that comedy icon Eddie Murphy, he has 10 kids, right?
I did not know that.
Yes, 10 children. And he recently went on Ellen DeGeneres, and he talked about how men and women react differently to finding that information out. Take a look.
You have 10 children.
Yes.
10 children. See the reaction when you say, does it seem like a lot to you, or does that seem okay?
No, it seems okay. It's funny the reaction the audience gives.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Men kind of look at me like, he's crazy. Yeah, how much did that cost? And women is kind of like it's something sexy about it, I think.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy must be doing his thing.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, because I want us all to weigh in, but when I watched those specials as a kid, those tight leather, the leather special, I'm surprised he was ever able to have any children. Very snug. So I'm surprised it all still works, Eddie, but I'm happy for you. What do you think, Isaiah, when you hear that?
Well, they didn't call him professor for nothing. So, as long as he's taking care of his children,
yes,
and child support is not after him, he's okay.
Yeah, you're saying he goes raw a lot.
Just goes for it. Yo,
yeah,
your pull-out game is weak.
But you think that after 10 children, that's why he has to come back to Netflix to make more money?
I mean, right.
He has to stand up for how long? He's like, my God, I can't afford these kids. I gotta go back to Netflix.
Or they're all driving him crazy. He's like, I gotta go to work. I gotta get out of here.
Nutty Professor 5? Really, though? Yeah, 5 movies? Damn.
All right, this is a crazy story. Jane Slater, if you watch NFL, she is an NFL correspondent.
Yes.
And recently, she shared on Twitter that she found out someone was cheating on her in a very unusual way. This is insane. I didn't even know it was possible. She said, quote, an ex-boyfriend once got me a Fitbit for Christmas. I loved it. We synced up, motivated each other, didn't hate it until he was unaccounted for at 4 a.m. and his physical activity levels were spiking on the app. Wish the story wasn't real. She followed that up with a quote, spoiler alert, he was not enrolled in an Orange Theory class at 4 a.m.
Damn.
So
he was getting it popping at 4 a.m.?
So she's looking about heart rate and...
On his... Right. Because they're synced up, so I guess on your Fitbit, you can see what yours is and what his is. And it's like, why would somebody's heart rate be spiked at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, we know what the answer is.
Right. Yeah, he's cheating. He's cheating.
I actually saw...
There'd be a spike for 2 minutes on mine. Maybe a minute and 45. And then, oh, he's done. All right. What was he doing? Yeah.
But you have to stay away from snitching-ass technology. It will throw you under the bus every time.
Finding your phone as well. If you lose your phone, it has the ability to find it. Well, if you have people on multiple networks, then they can find your phone as well. And my wife was doing that, and my son was like, okay, Mom, I'll find where Dad is. It's a fun game.
He's a little snitcher, son.
Right. He didn't know until I said, son.
Watch him.
Bros before hoes.
You're calling his mama, Mom.
Yes.
Your son's like, Mom, what's spearmint rhino?
Is that a candy?
Gum?
Is that a gum?
No.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Dish Nation ahead.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
After 4 years of dating, wedding bells are ringing for the voice coaches Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton.
Oh.
This is so sweet. Well,
rumor has it that the couple is ready to be joined together in holy matrimony. But there's just one problem.
What?
Well, Gwen's Roman Catholic faith might be holding them back.
Mm. Oh, really?
Well, let me explain. Remember when Gwen married Gavin Rossdale? They were together like 13 years, then got a divorce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the Catholic Church does not allow remarriage after a divorce unless their earlier marriage is annulled.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and that could be a very long process. So, as of right now, it is impossible for the two to get married in a church ceremony.
Girl, that's not fair. I would have a meeting with the Pope and the higher-ups, and I would just have to talk to the Lord in prayer, because God understands.
But sources are saying that the two are convinced that they found the one, and friends say it's definitely headed towards marriage. So, what do y'all think they should do?
She should just go ahead on and do it the courthouse way. Because first of all, both of them been married already. So,
right.
So y'all don't have nothing to prove. We know, honey, that she took that woman's husband when she started messing with him. So it's no big deal, honey. Just go ahead and get you a courthouse wedding, honey, and have a big reception like black people do in the backyard, and honey, invite people over.
You know what they have? Fried chicken, green beans,
what you say,
and rice.
And macaroni and cheese.
I think I represent the best of both worlds. Why get married at a church when you can get married at churches?
At churches, chicken.
Y'all dedicated a whole thing.
Wow.
You find the biggest one, the biscuits going to be on point. There'll be enough food for everybody.
And the fried okra. I need to be right over there.
There we go. And they got mushrooms, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
We're figuring it out.
I'm coming, girl.
The reception going to be lit.
Okay, y'all. It's time for...
What a Fashion!
And coming to the stage, honey, the courtroom, is Cardi B, y'all.
Yeah,
yes, baby. Cardi B made an appearance, honey, in court for her stripper showdown case. Oh, Lord, but honey, make no errands, make none, honey. She definitely, y'all, put on a runway show for the fashion police. Take a look at this.
Cardi, what do you think's gonna happen? Cardi, you look great. Cardi, love the tail. Cardi, the fashion.
Yes, for Black Swan, baby. Miss Cardi B did that, but was that necessary?
Yes, it's necessary.
Yeah, this is clearly a beautiful coat, honey, that she wore for the paparazzi, because underneath, it looks like she's studious, and she's dressed to respect the courts. It's like a hoodie with feathers and a train.
She look like Big Bird. That look like the Big Bird.
That's a badass coat. You can't even do that, honey.
Mm-hmm.
That's
she's got the money
coat.
To waste.
Cardi Bird.
Right. It's a one-time thing.
New Sesame Street character. Cardi Bird.
Day.
Today's word is okr.
Okay, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Yes, it is. And today's deal is the Glossmedics 6-piece luggage packing cubes.
Word.
This 6-piece set from Glossmedics is the perfect way to systemize all of your stuff. You can pack outfits together, use one for sleepwear, and one for accessories. Whatever combination works best for you. These packing cubes take the frustration out of packing, and it will help you arrive organized so that you enjoy whatever adventure awaits.
Girl, are these durable?
Yes, they are, Portia. And they're not just durable, they're strong, too. Yet light enough to not add any bulk to your luggage. The set includes small, medium, and large cubes, plus 3 slim pouches to separate laundry and other necessities.
I could really use this, but how could I ever afford this?
Well, head crack, this day you are in luck, because usually this can run as high as $50, but for our dishettes out there, it's only $15.
Oh, thank God.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Tomorrow, make sure you tune in, because we have a star-studded episode. Chevy Shepherd is back co-hosting with us. I hit the red carpet for the premiere of Clint Eastwood's new movie, Richard Jewell, and I talked to the legends Clint Eastwood, Kathy Bates, and singer and actress Ashanti is also in the studio with Heidi Frank and Chewy. So you better make sure you don't miss tomorrow's Dish Nation. And stay tuned, because we have more Dish Nation, of course, today after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, it looks like Hillary Clinton is shutting down those rumors about her sexuality. They've been going around for a long time that she might be a lesbian.
Well, you would know, right?
I mean, I would know. My gaydar, pretty strong. She has been, they say, haunted, because it's so haunting to be a lesbian. I mean, my God, what's the worst? So they've been pretty persistent rumors that she's gay, and she recently went on the Howard Stern show, and the former presidential candidate responded to those rumors.
Howard asked her?
Oh, yeah.
Howard.
Of course he did.
Love take it. A Come look.
The best.
Well, contrary to what you may hear, I actually like men.
Oh, right. Yeah. Raise your right hand. Yeah. You've never had a lesbian affair.
Never. Never even been tempted.
So there you have it.
Okay.
And my gaydar does not go off on her.
It
at
doesn't?
All. It never has.
At all? No. Even when she would wear the pantsuits?
No.
With the haircut?
No. Come on. Lesbians could have ponytails and cute halter tops.
Hillary's in her what? Early hundreds. So why would anyone care? You know, she served her country.
That's right.
Let the woman be.
Yeah.
Right.
Would
right.
it bother you if there were gay rumors about you?
I'd be flattered.
You'd be flattered.
Yes.
Good for, yes.
I'd be flattered. If there was gay rumors about me, I wouldn't be here. I'd be doing movies already. Straight up. Really? All right, Isaiah, you have a new show, The Isaiah Factor Uncensored. Tell us about it, my friend.
Well, I call it infotainment. It's okay. information that you need, topics going on around the world here in this country.
Love it.
And we address it with an entertaining slant to it. We basically right. have fun with the story, but we also treat serious issues very seriously.
Right.
So it comes on Fox Soul at 11 p.m. Pacific time, and also in Houston at 10:30 on Fox 26.
Houston!
H-Town.
H-Town.
Yeah. How does it feel, man, to have your own show, man?
It's great. It's yeah. great.
Because none of us will ever know. I've Chewy always, will know.
I have the Chewy Martinez show on the LRA Network every Tuesday at 10:30.
I've always been in news, and as a journalist, it's never about you. But right. all of a sudden, now everything's about me.
Right.
And I'll take it.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. But honestly, I can't wait anymore. It's been something I've been thinking about since you've been here, and I've tried to get it out of my mind, but I can't. We got to talk about the viral video that you were a part of. We have
yes,
to.
Sad. All my life I had to fight.
I had to fight my uncles. I had to fight those grasshoppers. I had to fight. Let's take a look.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The f*** is that? I'm dying in this country. Uptown.
Do you remember that?
I watched that thing a thousand times.
I watched that clip, no bullshit, 100 times. So tell us where we can check out the Isaiah Factor
on. It's coming on Fox Soul TV, right. also on Apple TV, and on Fox 26 in Houston, Texas.
I love
it,
man.
Oh, so much fun.
I love it.
Glad to be here.
Love it.
Awesome stuff. Up next, find out how this multi-millionaire CEO says he's just like the rest of us.
What?
Coming up next on Dish Nation.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
All right, let's talk about lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Oh, enough about me.
I know, right? Yeah.
Stop it, Frank.
So Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon is, he's living a double life, essentially.
Good.
Now, he made about $23 million last year, and despite making $23 million, he still takes the subway to work every day.
Wow.
And even gets his own coffee. Yeah.
I respect that.
And check this out. During the week, he works at Goldman Sachs, and on the weekends, he's a DJ, a club DJ.
All too. Right.
He's 57 years old, and you can catch him spinning classic rock tunes as DJ D-Soul at the biggest nightclub in New York City, Miami, and the Bahamas.
Okay.
We have a picture of his weekday look. And then we also have a picture of DJ
D-Soul.
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 Is it DJ D-Soul or DJ D-Soul?
I think it's DJ too damn old. Grow up.
This is like a bad episode of Undercover Boss.
Right. Is that David? Is that
Did he maximize our portfolio? Is that the same?
I don't know.
Now, he says, despite getting criticized by my colleagues, he said this about his choice. You know what? It's who I am, and nobody would tell me not to play golf, and why shouldn't I? Because I'm a CEO?
Right.
So instead of being a golfer, this is his fun pastime.
I say, go ahead, bro.
Yeah. All
That's
right.
awesome.
What would you guys be doing if you weren't doing this?
I want to be a forest ranger.
I'd be the CEO of Goldman Sachs. Living it up.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.